here at the Rogers Sports Complex in Fort Dodge. Ryan Thompson visiting with Newell Fonda softball coach Tim Gawley after the Mustangs place sixth in the 1A state tourney. And Coach Gawley, let's first get your thoughts on your last game of the day. Didn't go how you and the team wanted it, a 12-3 loss to Linville Sully. If you would have lost the first consolation game against Don Bosco, maybe I could see you guys come out and playing like this, but don't make the plays. It's going to come back to haunt you, especially here at state.
Yeah, we just made way too many mistakes. You know, they're a great ball club. They got a lot of speed and can put pressure on you. And, you know, we let their speed get on base a couple times, and then that really comes back to bite you. They got a bunch of great hitters. You know, they hit the ball well. I think we only gave up 6 hits. Our pitchers pitched great. We just didn't make plays behind them that we needed to. So
yeah, the hits were even at 6, but just a few too many miscues. And going back to the first consolation game over Don Bosco, you had to come from behind to win. What else is new? Big 5-run fourth inning, and you get runners on base. You can use that speed to your advantage, and that's what happened.
Yeah, you know, we got a lot of speedy kids too, and we like to use that to our advantage and pressure defenses, and that kind of opened up. You know, I think we got our first run with on a steal and an overthrow, and we were able to get a run that way, and you know, then we were able to get at their pitcher a little bit with some hits. You know, again, the kids fought and fought and kept battling, and found a way to put a big inning together in that game. You know, our kids have fought all year. Even this last game, we're down 12-1. They fought, got the bases loaded, came up with a big double to get to 12-3. You know, they kept fighting. We just dug ourselves too big of a hole there in that last game.
And Mackenzie Mandernack had 4 RBIs here on this Wednesday, a couple in each game. And all 3 of your pitchers wound up seeing a time during this state tournament run. Jordan Wilkin, New London, had the bats going against her in the quarterfinal round game, but against Don Bosco, came back and pitched pretty well.
Yeah, she pitched really well in the morning game. She kind of ran out of gas here in this game, which we knew she would. She hasn't pitched a whole game. Well, she's pitched 2 full games since she sprained her ankle. And she hasn't pitched 2 games all season now since with her ankle injury. And so we knew asking her to go 2 full games was going to be a big stretch. She pitched great in the first couple innings there. A couple mistakes by our fielders and gave them some runs. And, you know, she could have easily been out of there 2-0, 3-0 heading into the third. But said it was 7. I think it was 7-0 going into the third. You know, she pitched great. It was a good chance to get Olivia and Kate some experience in front of these bigger crowds. And both those two pitched well. So just a good learning experience for all of them.
From what I hear, it's tough losing that first game and coming back, but from what I hear, the girls were still fired up and looking forward to playing a couple more games here today.
Yeah, it's always hard. You know, our team goal is to win state, and it's always hard coming back after you lose that, and you know, that goal's, it's no longer reachable. It's hard to come back from that. The girls did a great job yesterday in practice. Had a good BP this morning. You know, we came back and fought in that first game. And like I said, I think we fought the second game. We just, you know, lost a little bit of focus here and there and made too many mistakes. So,
any final words?
Yeah.
Maybe speaking of your 3 seniors, Brianna Wells, Mackenzie Mandernack, Haley Feline, they've put a lot into this program. And maybe give your final thoughts on the season all in all, if you would.
I'm really proud of the 3 seniors. You know, they were great leaders this year for this group. You know, they fight and battle all the time. You know, they come to practice ready to go. They help, you know, get everything set up, and they're, you know, they're great leaders in that regard. You know, they really understand the game, so they're able to kind of teach some of our younger kids at times, and that's, you know, that's always helpful when the kids kind of tell other kids what to do, because sometimes that means a little more than coming from a coach. So, that, you know, just appreciate those 3. You know, they did a great job all year. And like you said, on the season, just glad the way the kids battled all year. You know, Jordan being injured, you know, you lose your number one pitcher. A lot of times, you know, that could be it could be an excuse. Our kids didn't let it be. You know, Kate stepped up in her absence, and Emma batted for her. And those 2 got some great experience and did a fabulous job. You know, we had some ups and downs during the year. We had some great victories and some losses that I'd like to try again, but you know, we issued a challenge to our kids a couple times that you know, we got beat early in the season by Akron and Spirit Lake and said, hey, you got another chance at it, and they came back and got them. And same thing with Charter Oak. And you know, they like I said, they're just a group of kids that just keeps battling and fighting, and couldn't be more proud of the way the season ended up for them.
Well, it's been a great ride and dramatic victories and regional play to get you here to Fort Dodge, eighth appearance, finishing sixth, and hopefully many more visits here to come. Coach Golly, thanks for everything.
Thank you, Ryan.